are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one, but 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 ain't calling me baby, 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 baby.
So did y'all hear about the alien trial? Aliens are on trial. Okay, so what they had said was that they got the bodies of these niggas and they found their way to Earth. What y'all think about that?
It's very true.
Absolutely.
I've seen them.
I'm a conspiracy theorist, so I know that aliens are here.
Yeah.
So what conspiracies do you believe about aliens?
I feel like they're here. I feel like they've been here. I feel like they're amongst us. Like, I am a conspiracy theorist through and through. Like, it's no way that we have, like, this whole universe and it's just only us here. If so, that's really ghetto. Because, like, Earth?
I actually just learned that there's, like, 100 billion or 100 million planets in the Milky Way alone. That is actually terrifying.
100%.
The fact that we only know about the closest, the other eight, you know what I'm saying? And they got some other Earths and shit like that. But, like, we really don't know shit. I feel like we were just talking about this a couple episodes, though.
We did. Some repeat conversation. I know. Okay. I remember. That's why I said, remember a couple weeks ago, I said, I saw the aliens. They were outside my house. And I just felt them. Like, I felt them in the presence. And I was just like, oh, okay. And then a couple of days later, they had said that there was a sighting of a UFO out here. And I'm like, I knew I wasn't making it up. Like, I can feel those type of things. I'm very in tune with, like people have, like, the same type of, like, or a type of aura to them. Like, they all, like you know, moody, good, bad, whatever, indifferent. But it was this other type of aura that I felt, and it was just kind of like, I don't know, I couldn't put my finger on it. And so I looked out my window, and I was like, huh. What, you never know. I may be an alien. I may be AI.
After you said put your finger on it, all I could picture was like E.T. fingering somebody.
Oh.
Being fingered by E.T. is crazy. That will probably be me.
I love getting fingered. I would go crazy.
You know
by E.T. though?
Yeah.
Yes.
Give it to me. You know how big that fucking finger is?
You get right to that prostate.
It's a long finger.
Yeah, stick that. Go crazy. Dead ass.
You know who I want to finger me like really bad? Keith Lee. You was just talking about him earlier, but you know how he be sitting there with his hands? I'm like, ooh, them some good hands, bitch.
I saw him in person.
His whole hand up your ass, giving a food review.
I'm out of the loop. Who is Keith Lee?
The guy who does the food reviews, and he's like yesterday I went to the mall, and I saw this establishment. He talks so monotone, and he kind of cute, but he kind of ugly. But you know how somebody's demeanor makes them, like, hot? Like, his demeanor adds to everything about him, because he's the average-looking dreadhead. But it's
nothing ugly about that man.
I didn't say he was ugly. I didn't say he's average looking. But his demeanor as to make him finer. Like, and he's thick. I saw him in person and that ass was assing. That was a thick ass. He tried to be undercover. He had a hoodie on.
Oh, because he live in Vegas, right?
I don't know where the fuck he live, but he can come live in his throat. But I saw him pushing the stroller, and he had his family and shit with him. He was trying to be undercover. But I looked down, because somebody had posted a video of that ass the other day, and I'm like, that's his ass. And then I look over, and this other black boy is low on the phone, and he's like whispering and shit. I said, y'all think that's Keith Lee too? And they like, yeah. I'm like, I knew that ass. That's an ass. And them thighs.
Well, the way you hyping up this ass, I got to Google him.
It's a juicy ass. It's succulent. Supple.
Ooh. You've probably seen him around. Once you see his face, you'll probably be like, oh, okay.
More than likely.
Well, welcome to the show, you guys. This is The Boys Next Door. I am Blackberry.
And I'm Ken Lush.
And that third voice you're hearing is...
Kevin Bobby.
Da, 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 da. We got a guest, y'all. Thank you for stopping by the show.
Thank you for having me.
Before we get into everything else, tell the people who you are. Tell the people what you do.
Well, I like long walks on the beach. It's like, no. I am a man of many things. I primarily work with my own blog. It's called Reality Chat. We cover all things reality TV, mostly black, because, you know, we're rooting for everybody black. Okay. So yeah, I mostly do that. I do celebrity interviews here and there. I am dibbling and dabbling in producing, so stay
Ooh.
tuned for that. But overall, just a black creative out here trying to make it.
Okay.
Who's like your favorite celebrity interview that you've done so far?
Oh my gosh. Honestly, I did an interview with Natalie Nunn. That was my first interview. And I think that Natalie is just such a cartoon character. Like, I just don't understand how she's a real human. Like, it just was one of the most craziest, just all over the place interviews, but it was like, it was a mess in a good way. So that's like my favorite one.
I'll throw this in there. Like, you know when Bad Girls Club would pop in, and this is so telling myself. But you know what's popping? Everybody had like their little like you had your favorites. I was a Natalie stan, right? And so I was like, yeah, go crazy. And I was just like, I posted about her, she followed me, we tweet each other, we were like, we DM, it was like cool. And then one of my actual friends got on the show, and I started like hyping the fact that my friend was on the show. And she blocked me on everything. Like, I'm blocked across the nation. Like, she was like, no. And so, back in the day, it was always this thing talking about, like, the bad girls don't like when you like other bad girls. And so, I am here to tell everyone who thought that on the BGC forums and everywhere else, that is a very true fact. You can only like one bad girl at a time, or else you will get blocked.
That's not true.
It's
I have a
true.
friend who is a bad girl, and
Who?
I have done interviews with Natalie. Her and Natalie don't necessarily get along, but she has never wavered. She's always supported. It just depends on which bad girl it is. Some girls are secure, some girls ain't.
Yeah, and when you're insecure,
You
it
know?
shows fast.
It shows.
Okay, so you said like the person that you've interviewed that was your favorite. Who is the person that you want to interview next? Or who will be like on your dream list?
Oh my gosh. So I have two that are literally at the top of my list. Like, Jackie Christie
Yes,
is
mother.
completely, Jackie is completely and utterly nuts.
And she's
Like,
a nut.
Insane.
completely unhinged. And I actually, so I did the Basketball Wives premiere party, and I was supposed to interview her, but it was just such madness going on that we missed the opportunity. But I need to interview Jackie. And my second is Candy. I am a Candy stan through and through. I think
Yes.
she's black excellence, and I just, want to interview her. And I also want to ask her, like, how much is enough money where you won't miss it if I ask to, like, borrow it? Because I just want to know, like,
I
I
thought
think
she got
that
it.
20K.
You
She
about
got it.
I thought you were about to say how much money would be enough money for her to have to step away from Real Housewives.
No,
I
no,
thought that's
no.
what you were going to say. I'm
Mm-mm.
like, oh.
No, I'm just trying to put something in my pocket,
Okay.
and I know she has it,
Do you think that I've been seeing this lately? Everybody is like, well, not everybody, but the people who are irritated with Candy on this season of Housewives want her to retire. So are you like
Listen, I feel like every city on Real Housewives has their like person that is an anchor. Like, I feel like Jersey has Teresa. Beverly Hills has Kyle. I feel like Atlanta's anchor is Candy.
100%.
Like, she is so well-rounded, and I think that she is the person that is like, she's really grounded. I feel like she's kind of like the nucleus,
And she's a Taurus. Everyone loves a Taurus.
We love a
Yes,
Taurus.
we do.
What's your sign?
I'm a Scorpio.
Oh, we
Hold
like
the applause. Oh, no. Keep it going.
Oh, never
Keep it
mind.
going. Yes.
We good.
Well,
I
thank you
like
so much. That's the end of this episode. We will see.
Well, I'm used to the
Scorpios
Scorpio
are
slander, but
intense people.
we're an experience. I always tell people we're an experience.
I say that same.
It's a ride.
I say that too, but about when I'm fucking. So if y'all are like an experience all the way around, can you imagine?
That too. Listen, the possibilities are endless.
Scorpios can get down. They're
Well,
sneaky as fuck. Or if they like to
I
play it, we just don't tell everybody our business, but
just want y'all to know that, as the resident Aquarius, none of you matter in the
Boo.
grand scheme of things. So
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
It's very that.
Not too much. Okay. Okay, well, we do this thing on the show every week called Light the Blunts. It's where we just, you know, do our little seance, what have you. Basically, we manifest something. We just, you know, this is basically where we set it free. So, Ken, why don't you, what are you lighting the blunt to this
week? So, this week, I'm lighting the blunt to expectations. I want to let go of all expectations that I set in relationships, in friendships, in people around me. I just want to start living a lot more freer and, like, not hold myself or pigeonhole others to the reality that I set for them in my life that isn't the reality in theirs. So I want to start, like, making sure that intersects a lot more, where I want the best for what people want for themselves, but also I see their what they are and I accept that for what it is. So I'm buying into that.
Love that. Kevin, what are you going to light the blunt to?
I will light my little blunt, my little, I don't have physically one, but my metaphor blunt to, honestly, I feel like this year for me was a lot about taking chances and putting myself out there. So I just want to light a blunt to, you know, doing things for yourself, because I live in LA and it's like really hard to make it sometimes as a Black creative, because it's not really like a big community. Well, there's not like a sense of community, I feel like, but I found my little tribe and I just want, you know, all my people to win and go for things.
I know that's right.
I love that. I'm gonna light the blunt this week to, I had a different thing I was gonna light the blunt to this week, but I'm gonna take a positive spin on it, because you know you can light the blunt to something negative, and sometimes I do that, but this week I'm gonna be positive. I'm gonna light the blunt to all the trans girls, and I just want to say a very quick fuck you to Les Hilarious, and I want her to joke. So okay, I thought I was leaving a negative out, but it slipped out. I had to do it. I'm sorry. Okay, but shout out to all the trans girls, and shout out, I just had a really good conversation with my sister. She was like, she asked me, she was like, what did you think about the whole gatekeeping period thing? I was like, you know, sometimes some people just don't need to speak. Some stuff is just dumb. And she surprised me, because she was like, not surprised me, but she was just like, y'all don't see why everybody got mad about that. Like, if it don't apply, just keep it fucking moving. Like, if you 100%. Just think it's dumb, like, why even give it that energy? And why respond so nasty and so rude, looking how you looking?
I think at this point it's more about like her insecurities. Like, cause there's no reason that should set you off. And then it's been multiple times where she has stated that people thought she was like a trans woman or whatever. So I'm just like, girl, at that point you gotta stop like reflecting. You gotta stop projecting all your insecurities on other people, or in this case, a group of people. It's wild. Like, that's the wildest shit ever. Like, and it was so much hate and venom spewed with what she was saying. And it comes off like those girls that they always say, like you know how, like, black people or gays in general always will be like, oh, my friend not like that, she not like that. It be the ones who you don't think be like that, who low-key have those thoughts. But the thing is, they're never put in a situation where you get a chance to experience how it really is. Because when they out drinking with you and kicking in and all the other shit, it's all good and dandy. But what about when that gay person, or as they want to say, fag, cut you off in the street or say something smart to you? Is it still that same love? Is it still that same genuineness? So forth and so on. So it's a lot of bitches like that. Just hilarious, just on camera being dumb with it.
Fuck her. She stank. So now I want to play a game with you before we get into our topics for today. So a game I came up with is called Who Said That?
Who said that?
I thought this would be a fun game, given that you run Reality Chat.
Oh, yes.
A very successful, might I add, reality show blog. Yeah, I don't watch reality TV, but the clips end up online anyway. And guess where I'm going? I'm going to Reality Chat because I need to see what's going
on. I know that's right.
But I'm not going to go sit and watch the full episodes, because I'll be feeling like, oh, I got the whole story now. But it's okay. So basically, I'm going to say a quote, and you are going to have to guess who said that quote. And these are quotes from reality TV shows. Some of them are like more obvious. A few of them might be a little obscure. But I feel like if you love reality TV, you're going to get it regardless. So
I know I got this in the bag.
Okay. But first, I want to know, what is your GOAT reality show franchise, and who is your favorite cast member from that franchise?
As much as I cover Real Housewives, people would think it's Real Housewives, but my actual favorite is Basketball Wives. I am a Basketball Wives stand through and through. And my favorite person from there has to be, we love Jackie. She's a close second, but Tammy Roman is my
Tammy
absolute
is that
favorite.
Girl.
Yes,
so,
she's
so absolutely. So with you saying this, the other day, Carlos King did an interview with NeNe, and NeNe was like, I guess the question came up so forth and so on, and it was just like, who's the queen of reality TV? And it was like, Tammy Roman, or is it NeNe Leakes? Who do you think? And Blackberry, who do you think?
I'm gonna go with NeNe. It's just, NeNe is just more like, NeNe has infiltrated the culture more than Tammy has. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can talk to anybody random and they'll probably insert a NeNe quote into the conversation and you'll be like, I get that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Tammy does have a lot of moments, but I don't, not, if you're going to compare it to NeNe, we'll put NeNe on top of that.
Uh-oh.
I would have to politely disagree.
Oh, get it.
Okay.
This is the only reason I say this. We love Lanithia. We love her. But I think that NeNe is known for Real Housewives of Atlanta, while Tammy is known for The Real World, Basketball Wives, Marriage Boot Camp. She had her own spinoff. I just feel like she's really kind of maneuvered the reality TV landscape since like she was one of the first to do it, 90, you know.
92,
so
92.
Yeah, so you know the quotes and stuff are cute, but overall, I just feel like, you know, she's somebody I feel like we've watched kind of start as a pioneer, and she's actually gone on and become so much more, like a full on actress now. But I like Lanithia. She's cute for a throwback.
Oh, I don't think either of these are wrong.
That was a little shady. That was a little shady. You like Kenya?
I have started to like Kenya. Mm-hmm. It's been a journey, but
okay.
Yeah.
I feel like Kenya is like, again, I don't really watch the show like that, but from what I be seeing, Kenya is that girl. I feel like Kenya is the one that's gonna, like, everybody know.
Mother.
She finna say something that's finna get you together. She finna be the villain. She gonna be the antagonist.
And she's an Aquarius.
I mean, come on. Let's be for real.
Can't beat her. I love Kenya. Kenya's, like, my favorite. Like, it's Kenya and Candace. Candace and Kenya are my freaking frack. Like, those are my two. Like, yeah.
We love Candace. Yeah. Love Candace.
Okay, so let's get into the game. The first one, this one should be easy. Who gonna check me, boo?
Ah, Sheree Whitfield.
Yes.
Okay, next one. You're obviously gonna get this one because of what we just talked about.
Yeah.
Girl, we going to Islam?
Tammy Roman, that is so iconic. Ding, ding, ding. Underrated line.
Okay, next one. I'm the tree, and you are a branch, and I would not come off my cherry out and throw tomatoes with you, sweetheart.
We love a good Mariah hug.
Yes, justice for Mariah. Yes.
That's Mariah from
Married to Medicine.
Married to Medicine, right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Next one. I walked right out, took my eyes out of my head, put them in my purse, and drove my car blind.
NeNe ate that one.
Whenever I hear that quote, all I see is the fucking sharp cut bob and her out of my every fucking time. Like it's something about that fucking haircut and that purple or lavender, whatever fuck color blouse that was. Mm-hmm. Like I was like, it's ingrained into my head. Like it's that is in, that was one of the worst.
That's one of the. That's the funniest thing she's ever
said.
The
way she be describing stuff be taking it out, I be like, oh my God, just make it 10 times funnier, even if it's originally not.
Yes.
Okay. Next quote. Bitch, you will die, be born again, die again, and be born again before I do a song with you, bitch.
Jocelyn Hernandez.
Ding, 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 ding. She's hilarious. I'm like, which Jocelyn quote I want to use? That one.
That's the one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Next
one. I love this one.
She's a cute girl, cute next to gorgeous. Gorgeous is gonna, you know, devour cute. So in the looks department, I've definitely scored too high for her to catch up.
Let's talk about an icon, Tiffany Pollard.
A legend. Like,
unspoken.
Let's talk about an icon.
100%. And she doesn't get as much, like, flowers now that I feel like she should. Like, there's, like, certain things that I would, like, love to see her just, like, more involved in. Like, even reality TV to a point where it's just, like, we get to see, like, her personality all the way around. Because she did, like, that 5 Seconds of Fame or 50 Seconds of Fame show on, like, BET or whatever show that channel that was on. And it was, like, her, like, Gloria, Jovan, and Claudia.
The Next 15.
Yes, okay. Yes, yes. And so she did that. And I was, like... It's interesting seeing her a part of an ensemble, like, in that set. And so I would love to see her do...
It's always interesting.
Always, yeah. So I would love to see her
I loved her on Big Brother.
Perfect.
Oh, my God.
Hilarious.
Jenna?
One of my other favorite New York hosts, when she was like, she's telling me all this stuff, she's going to break my leg.
Honestly, that, like, if... people were to have a conversation about, like, the queen of reality TV, she definitely needs to be in the conversation. Yes. She's just too iconic.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Next quote. Okay. I don't want to call you honey because you're an old hag. So I don't want to call you honey, bitch. Is that better? Is bitch better?
Oh, Teresa. Yeah. Jersey.
Ooh. I was trying to hear the voice in my head. I'm like the phrasing. I'm like, yeah. That's
tea. Okay.
Yeah.
Next quote. If no one can behave themselves, then you all go home. I give you permission. Go home. Cause I decorated, I cooked, I made it nice.
That woman is literally so insane. I forget the damn lady's name all the time. The lady with the short little bob cut.
I don't know who either.
Okay, so don't tell me.
What show is it?
Her name is, she's from Real Housewives of New York, but she's, in my eyes, I've never seen a full season of her, but I feel like she's always drunk.
Yes, that's the only clips I see her drunk.
What is her name?
I've never watched
her. This doesn't count as a wrong answer because I know who I'm talking about. I just don't know her name. What's her name?
Dorinda.
Yes!
Dorinda Medley.
Yes.
Yes.
I didn't get that one either at all. That's
but you knew who it was though. Okay, so yeah, half point.
Okay, half point.
Okay, next one.
Oh,
this I just threw this one in just to okay, but maybe if you had a fucking business that you were passionate about, then you would know what it takes to run a fucking business. But you don't, so don't even act like you know what I'm talking about.
Kim Kardashian, she ate that. She ate that.
Love it.
She, I don't even know who she was talking to in that clip. Who was she yelling at?
She was talking to Courtney.
Yeah, that
is always me for her and Courtney. It's East Coast, West Coast. Very much so.
Love it.
I wonder why they hate each other so bad. That is so sad.
They're so close in age, and I feel like that definitely plays a part. Like,
what?
They're so close
what's
that
Kim
I feel like
sign?
It's sibling rivalry.
What Kim sign? She a Pisces?
I think she's a Libra. Am I mistaken about that?
Is she a...
Alexa, how
I know
old
she's
is
in
Kim
October.
Kardashian? Oh wait, Alexa, when is Kim Kardashian's birthday?
She's a Libra.
From feedings.com, Kim Kardashian was born on October 21st, 1980 in Los Angeles, California, and she is
Libra.
Currently 41 years old.
Okay. All right, enough.
Okay, Libra.
Okay.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to I get her. She does give me air sign vibes. I think about it.
That's my rising.
It checks out.
Okay, next quote. People come for me all the time. They just don't find me.
Karen Huger.
Period.
Wait. Was that right?
Yes.
Mother.
Okay.
Mother. The mother.
From Real Housewives of Potomac.
Potomac.
Okay, and last one. Tell Kirk and his three earrings I said hello.
Okay, Michelle.
Oh my gosh, she don't get enough credit either. She was carrying Love and Hip Hop.
She was an adrenaline Jocelyn boost.
Was carrying it for a while.
Yeah.
She has many moments. Many moments. Even moments that weren't in her favor. Like when the drink got thrown in her face, I was like,
Everything.
K-Michelle is iconic for this.
One of my favorite scenes is when she threw them flowers at Mimi. She hit so hard with the flowers.
It was a roundabout hit, too. I said, now wait.
She's nonsense. Short, so she reaching up.
Now she got caught.
Overall, nonsense.
That's terrible. That's so bad.
That woman is a nut. Okay, but let's get into these topics for today. Hopefully we can have a good discussion around them. I actually don't care too much about this first one. I just want to get everybody's opinion on it. Somebody on Twitter tweeted, gays with no gay friends are red flags to me, IDK. And then another person responded to this tweet with a quote and says, gays with a lot of gay friends are red flag to me. So I just want to know, is like having no gay friends and having too many a red flag? Like, what is the fucking problem?
I saw that tweet about, I saw both tweets, but I agree with, if you don't have any gay friends, I don't know, I'm looking at you kind of sideways, my eyebrows raised, because I'm like, you just have no gay friends? Are you one of those like, oh, I don't hang with other gays, I hang straight, like, I don't too much fool with that, you know?
Yeah.
You're weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's about, like, for me, because, like, community is all based on proximity. So, like, if you just happen to just not have gay friends just by happenstance, that's one thing. But if you actively avoid having gay friends, it's like, well, what's the problem, bitch? Who you mad at?
Like, for me, in my school, there's only, like, me and two other gay people. And it was like, we were all so fucking different. It was like, you had, I think I talked about this before on the podcast. You had like a really like the tallest supermodel looking gay guy with like the cool like emo clothes. And he was just like very alternative. And then you had like the hood one who was like all the hood girl, ghetto girls link with. And then there was me. And I was just like the in the middle. Like I did my own thing, like cool. Like I'm friends with everybody, gay kid. And so it was, we were all so different, and we all never really got close. Like, we tried to get close. It just never happened. And then, like, as I, like, got older, I started gaining more gay friends. And it was, like, we had our own, like, little group. You know, I was in the Chicago gay scene for a while. And so then...
And tried to get me in it and got mad at me when I didn't want no parts.
But I totally understand it now. Like, looking back, it was just, like, it's a lot going through that. But also, like you said earlier, like, you mentioned community. It was like I wanted you involved in the community that was the gay scene of Chicago. So it was like that. But then like as I got older, I wasn't really around my gay friends. I wasn't really around the ones I had, like I lived in the suburbs. All my other friends lived in the city. I wasn't driving to the city like that. But all my straight guy friends lived in the suburbs with me. So I would predominantly be around them and hang with them. And it was like from there I started building, that was my community versus my community that I had with the gay people. And so it was like the gays, like even when I was hanging out with them, I never really felt accepted. You know, like you, like I always, like there was this thing, like when I was growing up, I feel like I never really fit in. I was always kind of like a little bit step behind, or I just like I never really fit like what other people are doing, because first of all, I was in a fucking cult type Christian school for all my life. And so it was like I was the only like person that seemed gay. And so it was like I never fit in with all the guys who were like football preaching and all this other, and like trying to like do all this shit. That wasn't me. I love them. Like I'm a PK of all PKs. And so it's just like I get it. And so it's just like I never really fit in with that. And so like the community I tried to establish with the gay people didn't work out. In school, I never really had anything. Then when I went to high school, I met all my straight guy friends, and that was the ones who welcomed me, treated me like their brother, taught me so many things. They never, like, judged me. And even when they did come to me, it was so much with so much love and care that I never received from gay people. So going forward, like, I met Blackberry, and me and Blackberry, we started off, like, we were just very rocky because my personality didn't, I didn't understand his personality at the time.
And well, it was just, I feel like I wouldn't say rocky.
It was rocky.
But bitch, you wanted me outside and I just didn't want to be outside like that.
And even deeper than that, I wanted you to like be something that you really weren't. I was like trying to be like, hey, you should talk more, do this more, blah, 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 blah. And that wasn't who you were. And I didn't see or understand that at the time. So it was like our relationship, until I understood and grasped who he was and fell in love with who he was as a person. And like I like how accepting he is and understanding. Like, I never see that from any other gay people that have tried to step around me. So it's harder for me to make gay friends than it has been for me to make straight friends. And it makes me a lot more wary of gay friends because I know how gays are because I'm a gay. I know how we can be critical and so forth and so on. So I'm always a little bit hesitant.
Well, I like the gays. But, you know, it's just hard for me to, like, make friends. And just, it's not hard for me to make friends, but okay, but here's my thing with making friends. Like, people be wanting to text all day, they be wanting to go out all the time, they want to hit you up at the last minute, girl, come over. No, I'm not coming outside, I'm in my bed. Like, that be my problem with making friends, because then people be like, well, this bitch don't really like me because he don't want to hang out. It's like, it's not that, it's that you bitches are too needy. Okay, y'all need to back up.
That's so sad.
I think, honestly, it wasn't until I moved here to LA that I had, I think this is the most gay friends I've ever had, honestly. I'm originally from Virginia.
Wow.
So in high school, it was like, there were gay people, but it wasn't like we was all just holding hands running through the meadows. Like, you know, it was very much so like I didn't even come out until I was like 19 or 20. Wow. So I really didn't start off with gay friends. It just over the years it's become, you know, more and more. But now I would choose gay friends over straight friends, because, you know, straight people are weird. The men don't wipe their ass, and it's a little ball headed over.
Are you a DDT hater?
God bless them.
Are you DDT? Are you anti DDT? Dirty Dick Trade, as we call it here.
I am very much so against Dirty Dick Trade. Listen, I'm not trying to do the whole, oh, I'm going to come over with some of the day on me. Like, listen, God bless everybody and what they like. For me, I like a good, like, dove scented dick. You know, a good, you know.
Exactly. I knew you were going to say something.
A good oiled up, you know, clean, pretty, you know.
I feel like I've never fucked, well, most of the straight niggas I fuck with now are the type who are just very, like, clean. Like, they're very, like, they shower all day. They're just very, like they're posting about their, like, oh, I just got this new cologne, blah, blah, blah. Like, I fuck with those type of straight guys. But there's also, like, this, like, undercover, like, curiosity and strength to them that is always entices me. So I won't say I'm a DDT appreciator. I just happen to dabble here and there to clear that up for all the people who are going to say this in the future when they listen back. I'm saying this now.
You love straight men, bitch. Don't try to downplay it. You like the dirty dick trade.
Huh?
Most of the time. Are you a straight man lover? You love straight men?
No, I don't love them. Okay. And so this is another thing. I want to drop. Okay. Well, we're going to clear this up real quick.
I love when we get to attacking you for your DDT obsession.
I hate it. This wasn't supposed to be about me. We have a guest on right now. I think we should just focus on that. Reality TV show, right? Yeah.
But I'm curious too.
Okay. Well, okay. So the thing is, when I do, like, oh my God, this is so complicated to explain. He's setting me up. Okay, so like when I do stuff with straight guys, it's under the understanding that we are just friends. We understand, like, we are cool, we can kick it. Like, you come, you slut me the fuck out, and then you go about your day. I don't expect a relationship with you. I don't expect, like, it to get deep. I don't expect us to be like buddy texting all day. It's an understood thing, okay?
Just bros being bros.
And that's how every straight guy that I do stuff with, we treat each other like bros. It's like, we can, like, go out, we'll go play. We'll go outside adventure, and we'll go outside, like, we'll do bro, like, shit. And so it's like, it's cool. Mm-hmm. And then like, I don't even understand why I'm explaining
taking this. Taking an adventure with a straight nigga is crazy.
Because their world is so different than ours, and what they focus on and what they think about, and like, there's like we all stress about shit. But it's just like the way they process, the way they stress about shit, and I'm like, you're fucking dumb. But it's also, I understand that because once again, I had nothing but straight bros in high school that I like really just clicked with and got to understand their life and never did anything sexual or freaky or nasty with. We were just strictly, and we're still to this day, bros. And it's just like, yeah, it's just like, I understand what you're going through. I get it. And then like, we just naturally build a bond and then it go from there. And then like, I love the gays too. I love the gays.
I was about to say, you could get all this from a gay.
But, and that's what I'm, and that's what I was really saying. Like, when I'm doing stuff with straight guys, it's not with the expectancy of it being anything more. When I do stuff with gay people or like gay guys, I'll put it that way, because I'm a straight guys. But like, when I'm doing stuff with other gays, it's just like, I like to know like, what is the basis in this and what is actually going to go on? Am I only the fuck? I'm celibate. So you might not even want to hang out with me or do anything like sexual with me, because for most you're going to do is probably eat my ass or get your dick sucked. And then it's just like, okay, well, like a lot of guys, like even the guys today, like out here that I try to talk to or like try to make friends with, is like literally the first thing they say is they want to fuck. I don't fuck. And then the messages stop. And I'm just like, I don't fuck. And so it's just like.
So you fuck in the mouth, but not in the butt.
Yes. I'm a mouth slut, not a butt.
So you're a half celibate.
Yeah. Okay, and then my straight bro tried to say the other day, that doesn't fucking count. And I'm like, it does count as being celibate, because my asshole has not been tampered with, but my mouth has been
defiled. That defeats the purpose of celibacy.
But it's different. Like, because first of all, like, it's different for me because, first of all, I look at sex different already. We talk about this all the time.
I mean, you can make your own rules, babe. I'm just telling you, you breaking the original one. You know, that's what I'm saying.
No, that's like when a bitch be like, I'm still a virgin, but she got fucked in her ass. Like, it's that caveat. It's that loophole. It's a loophole. You got a loophole. Yes, she is, because her pussy hasn't been defiled. Like, she's
not a virgin.
Oh, my God. The pussy, but that pussy, for girls, that pussy doesn't count.
She's not a virgin.
That pussy doesn't count for girls. But yeah, so I look at it a little bit differently.
This is so random, but this just made me think of what we talked about a couple weeks ago, how I said I wanted a vagina and my asshole.
Can we leave that a few weeks ago?
Like, if I could have both, like if we don't get the pick, right? We just get born with what we born with. But if I could pick, you know, I would go back and tell them to both? Give me
side by side.
Give me a little small fat one, and then give me my butthole.
I mean, it would be a little easier entry because they got to no douching. Like, you know.
So you just want a pussy instead of a dick now? Or I thought you wanted both.
I want everything. This is just like in my dream.
Not a one-stop shop.
I just feel like I wish I could
experience one-stop shop.
Be experiencing. Like, I want to see what it feels like to have a vagina. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the feeling is. You know what I'm saying?
Bloody, fishy.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's the... Okay.
Hairy.
I'm going to stop you. Nope. I'm going to stop you right
it's
there.
It's giving... glass half empty.
I hate just it.
Named everything terrible about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, the reality.
Okay, I also wanted to talk to y'all about this. It's not really a major story, but we were just talking about Kim Kardashian. Her and Tristan were spotted out, hanging out, you know, doing whatever the fuck they were doing. But it just got me to thinking, can your family, friends, can they hang out with your ex without you present, or can they hang out with your ex at all? And what if that ex is their baby daddy? Does that complicate things?
I wouldn't want my family hanging out with my ex. I mean I'll make a long story short, but I lived with an ex. We had an apartment that I shared with my cousin, and me and my cousin got into it, so we left. And because it was so last minute, me and him, this is when we were together, we moved in with my mom. And so we were living under the same roof as my mom, but then we got into it and broke up. And I ended up leaving. This is when I left Virginia. I left Virginia and moved to New York City and left him living with my mom. So it made me a little bit uncomfortable.
Wait, that's insane.
That is nuts. I was going to let you finish.
I'm going to take an insanity break. That's insane.
It's a little unconventional. Look, I had to ease on down the road, okay?
How long did he stay?
We got questions. I want to say close to like a year.
Oh, hell no.
Your mama let him stay for a year?
My mom loved him as a son. So he's out there cutting grass and doing chores. I'm coming home to visit. He's still there.
How? Were y'all fucking still when y'all came back, when you came back home?
We were not. We were not.
Did you like fuck under house still with, while your mom was there?
Well, I don't want to answer that question.
Oh, that was like a Megan. That was like a Megan James question.
Oh no. But you know, we did the thing.
Oh.
But yeah. So it was weird that I would be in New York and like he's there and like. My sister would be around him. My brother would be around him. Family's just around him. And I'm just like, this is weird. But that's my only instance of that. But, like, with the Kardashians, I feel like this is, like, normal shit for them. Like, Khloe's been hanging out with, what's his name? The Lord Disick. She's been hanging out with him, always, like, besties for years. Yeah.
They've always been close.
Yeah, so it's
but
like,
Courtney always, I think if I never really, I stopped watching the Kardashian after, like, a certain period, but I believe I saw a clip or something where Courtney thought it was weird that he was always around still, but she was just like, that's just normal. Like, me personally, you gotta go. And if you want to hang out with them, you go be with them. Because you're not my family no more. You they family now. You go be whatever the fuck they last name is, because you're not a lush no more. You is out. So I would, yeah, no, that's a no-go.
First of all, I can't even imagine introducing a man to my family, for one. Number two, I can't imagine us breaking up and them still hanging out with him. Like, are y'all fucking dumb or what? We're over. That means we're all over.
I can't imagine your sisters even going for that, first of all.
They don't, and I'm so glad I was raised in this family, because we just wouldn't play those type of games. Yo, y'all broke up? Okay, we broke up. Fuck that nigga.
Yeah, they would be right.
Yeah, I don't know. So but you know, shout out to the Kardashians, because you know what? Sometimes I be watching that show and I be like, you know what? I get why people be mad. Because y'all really just flossing on people for no reason. Just rich.
Rich people. Just rich for no reason. Like, honestly, backyards. The world is their pearl. They literally wake up and just do whatever they want. And I'm a little bit jealous about it. I'm a little bit salty.
If you could wake up and do whatever you want, what would be like the top three things that you would do?
I would wake up and go get breakfast in Greece.
Okay.
Then I would, I don't know, I feel like I would just want to buy something like extravagant. Like, I don't know, like, build a carnival in my backyard or some shit. Like,
okay, right. It's given Michael Jackson.
Wonderland, okay.
Oh, you know what? The third one, if I was rich, I would call Beyonce and have her do a private
you can
show
do it.
In my backyard.
You can do it.
I can do it.
I love that. Okay. What would be your three? What would be your three?
Like, if I could just, like,
do whatever. Like, you're rich. Okay. No rules apply. You're a Kardashian for a day.
I would get up, first thing, smoke a blunt on my lake that's in my backyard.
Okay.
You know, take in the weather, you know, and then it would start raining.
Oh.
And I would sit there and just, like, get rained on. That's number one. Number two, I would go down to the grocery store, get my little knickknacks.
Oh, girl.
You know, so I can be square.
You might well be a handsmaid.
Number three, I would come home and what would I do for three? I don't know. I feel like this isn't really imaginative. This is like something I would do
I
on a Sunday.
Like, it's not giving rich. It's giving working.
Yeah. It's not like you're a handmaid. I said no rules apply, bitch. You went to the grocery store. Wake up.
Okay, first thing I'm doing is I'm going to Africa, and I'm going to find me
somebody
to sponsor. And then, because I'm going to be rich, I'm going to have to share the wealth. You know what I'm saying? I might go build a sponsor.
I thought you were saying you were going to find you a sponsor, like a rich African.
Oh, I was like,
oh, well, we can find one of them too, the more the merrier. Okay, come on. Bring them blood diamonds and let's go, nigga. Okay, I honestly would go to space. You know how they be going to space for like 4 minutes?
Okay, you would do it.
Mm-hmm. I would do it. If it's safe, you know, if I'm gonna land back on the ground, I need to see for my own self what's out there. Because I think the government lying. Okay, and then number three, I would go down to the airplane dealership and buy me an airplane.
You can do it.
Simple as that.
I love that. I love that. I think my three would be, I don't know.
You ask the question and don't have an answer. Be fucking.
Yeah, I don't. But I know. I think it would be something involving Rihanna, something involving like getting my mom and like my family like rich too, so they don't have that worry about anything.
Oh, I forgot about my family.
Yeah, and then three would probably be something about like I would need to do something that can return wealth back to me, so like even after the day is over, I'm still rich. So
go into the sex toy business because I want one of them fuck machines. So go ahead and do that.
Ooh. Oh, open a sex toy company.
Yeah.
That's always going to be woman. People been horny since BC. So I know they're going to be horny for, like, beyond. Yeah. So when the aliens take over, it's a wrap. Like, they got sex with me.
I want one of those fuck machines, though. They be looking so fun and intense. And I feel like I can handle
it. Are you talking about the one that you put the dildo on and it's...
Uh-huh, and you got the little remote control. You can change the speed, you know. You can put that motherfucker on turbo.
Sick. Sick. No walls. Yeah. Just out here.
Because then I could be hands free to do other stuff. You know what I'm saying? If you use it a toy, you got to find all type of angles and stuff.
I know somebody that has one, and I've seen it in action, and I was just like, boy, you're going to hurt yourself. They're but, so expensive. You know,
and he be going at it.
They're no joke.
He was going at it.
I'm talking like it's on max speed. Like, see, like.
I'd be afraid of my tire blowing out. I don't want no blowing out tire. I need everything in its rightful place. If it's shifted, I want to be the one that shifts it. I don't need no AI getting involved with what's going on inside. I'm good.
For the record, he's anti-toys in general, so his statement don't even count.
You're anti-toys?
I don't get it.
So you're just fine going through life with just a hand?
Yes. Right now, I prefer, okay, and so this is where the caveat comes into. I prefer actual intimacy versus, like, the toy. The toy doesn't give me the same feeling that I feel, like, when I'm doing it with a person. Like, I don't...
You're looking at it wrong.
Okay.
That's what I be telling him.
The intimacy comes from you.
But babe. I feel intimate when... Like, and we talked about this before in another episode. Like, I feel like if I feel wearing the right clothes, if I'm like wearing something that I feel sexy in, I set the mood for myself that way because that's how I feel hot. That's how I feel sexy. And so, like, whenever I'm like masturbating or anything like that, I feel good that way. But I feel good doing it to myself because I'm just like, I'm in control. Like, I'm like my mind, like, I'm able to tap out. It's very like, it's all about me.
All that's real cute. But I'm talking about specifically you wanting to be with niggas with tree trunks, but you ain't got no practice.
And that's why I don't avoid them. I just tell them off rip, like, I'm celibate right now. I'm not sure what you want to do. But I also, like when it comes to dating guys and talking to guys right now in general, I'm just very much so, like, I want that. I need a vibe first before we can fucking engage in that. Because, like, I really value sex. I really do. And it may just be my Christian upbringing and all this other shit, but I really value sex with a person. And so it's just, like, I can't have sex with everybody. I need to understand you. I need to know who you are and, how, and like, what you're bringing into my body. Like, even deeper than, like, STD or anything like that. I need to know what your, like, what your spirit's like. Because, like, sex is just, it's a union. Even if we're fucking a quickie, it doesn't matter. That's you and someone connecting in the utmost closest way other than you giving birth to someone, which us gays cannot do. And so I look at it, like, deeper, and it's just, like...
All right, Jess, hilarious. Nick, calm down.
But niggas don't understand that. I'm legit be, like, we don't have to be in a relationship. I just want to understand who you are. And then, but niggas can...
And how long does that usually
take? It can take...
Like, do you mind having like a 30-minute conversation and then y'all do
it? It can be 30 minutes. It can be 2 days. It can be one link up. It can be anything. Because there's guys that right now that I've like legit hung out with, but we never made that move. And I'm just like, when it's right, it's going to be right. I don't want to force that kind of shit. I want it to just like happen, per se. But I want it to be like, understand like the vibe, the energy, the connection is right. And then we engage in that. Like, I get nothing from, like, quickly fucking somebody. Like, it doesn't do anything for me anymore. Like, in this stage of my life, like after my relationship, after everything, it just, like, it just doesn't do it.
Well, I feel that because I am somebody, listen, I've had the apps before, but I've never really followed through because I just feel like, for me, it's a little bit awkward. If you're, like, a complete stranger, like, I need some kind of rapport. Yeah. Like,
What are the car facts?
Yeah, like I just need some kind of rapport because I just feel like, especially just as years have gone on, I just feel like a little bit more awkward about stuff like that. Like I feel like what somebody shows up and you're just like, "Hey, let's fuck." It's just like weird. It's just like 100. I need that kind of rapport, like in that, you know, not a relationship, but like I need some kind of something. You can't just come in and like pump and dump and that, like I can't do that because it's like, and I also don't know who's the killer because it's like,
he's out there.
That's another thing.
That'd be my thing because I'd be like, okay, you could be the killer, but also you could rob me. You know what I'm saying? You could like, you know,
and they're doing it.
They're setting people up,
which makes me turn to you because you're the dirty dick trade lover, and a lot of these guys are not gay. They're on the app to rob and kill people.
I don't meet them on apps. I don't meet them on apps.
Oh, you can meet a killer at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
If I do my checks, but. I've been allocated.
Oh,
to
he's
the
a
world.
Professional.
Honey. I'm a professional at this. There's nothing you can do to pull over my eyes. If you say one thing wrong, you're out. One thing wrong, like it can even be the slightest joke, you're out. And there's certain things I can tell what you're talking to me for. I can tell why you're involved. I can tell why you're suddenly liking stuff. Mm-hmm. I can tell, like, I know all these things. And once one dot misconnect, you're out. I don't trust it. Like, and there's nothing. And it's like there's no chase to it. I love chase.
Well, how long have you been celibate, and how long do you plan on keeping that going?
Who me?
'Cause I ain't said fuck any and everybody. I'm just saying, get you some.
If I meet someone who like we vibe and it happens. As soon as that happens. But you know, I'm on 2 years. I'm on two years now.
Oh.
Exactly.
That's a while.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, now it's like, okay, so now I'm about to just fuck the next person.
No, I'm going to take a year off.
Why?
For the mouth. Because you've been giving the mouth.
Oh, well, yeah, but that's a little different.
I feel like for me, the mouth is more intimate than the ass. That's just me because I don't do a lot of sucking. I don't like doing it.
Yeah, really, I mean the Bible said the tongue is powerful, so
it's very powerful. That's why I keep it strong. I exercise.
I'd be scared because I just feel like the hole is just. I mean, the throat is just like it's so easy to catch a cold. Like I don't. Yeah, I'd be scared.
I get
my tonsils ruptured or something. I don't know.
I love it.
You know, I might knock a tooth
out. I don't mind. Like that's the fun of it. I love the extremeness. I love the closeness. I love the fact you can just go from that to sucking their balls to eating their ass. I love all that stuff to kissing their feet. You're just like, and it's such a submissive like thing to do. Suck a dick.
Wait, now why you make that face? You don't like the feet?
Oh, listen, we don't mind. I don't mind feet. Oh, you know, they're cute.
You don't mind.
I like the beach.
Mm-hmm. Get them.
You know, I've had my toes sucked before. It was cute. It was ticklish. Like, I've never sucked toes before. But I will say that Twitter has, like, slowly, like,
you've been
gotten me more into it. I'm like, oh.
Throw your exes up.
These feet are kind of pretty. I kind of like, I wouldn't mind licking those. Like, you know, it's just, it's.
So would you lick a smelly foot?
I absolutely would not.
Okay.
That is not my ministry.
We're right here.
Oh, don't try to turn this around on me.
I'm just saying.
Oh, so you like.
Get them, girl.
Feet that have the day on them.
Whack them for me.
A couple days. Okay, so you like Million Man March feet. Okay. Nice.
Million Man March feat is crazy.
That's different.
That's it.
No, okay. I do like me a scent all over. I do. I don't want you to be, again, it's a difference. Because people be saying, thinking when you say stuff like that, that you just want like the funkiest, dirtiest, homeless bum on the street. No. There's a limit to the stank.
Like a foot pheromone.
Like a pheromone that been in the gym and wearing the same socks for 2 days. Or a fungus. You know what I'm saying? That type.
Fungus or pheromone, you choose.
See, I always got to take it too far because pheromone is one thing and then funk is a different thing. You know what I'm saying?
You don't switch my bitch.
Yeah, but I'm not opposed to feet. We'll see one day.
What is one thing that you like sexually that you want to do that you haven't done yet?
Oh my god. Oh. I'm scared to say it out loud.
Why?
I forgot how y'all be.
Do you want us to go first? Do you want us to go first?
Yes, okay. You guys go first. Ease me into
it. I mean, we talk about what we want to do every week.
But okay. we'll let her warm up. I'll go first. One thing that I haven't done that I want to do is probably like a real gangbang. Or like a bukkake, whatever it's called. I want to do one of those, like a real one. Cause I've done like the suck multiple.
You said it. That's the one.
Oh, look at that. See,
I do.
Which one?
The latter.
Okay. Yes. Like how many?
Okay, so we're not gonna go crazy. We're not talking about like 90 loads here, but I feel like maybe a cute like 4. 5, maybe.
That's cute.
Keep it humble.
Okay, yeah, that's you can do that. That's handleable.
Yeah, bros being bros, you know.
I definitely have always had the bukkake fantasy. But I want like a gang of niggas nothing on my face, like a gang. Like I would never do it because it's so filthy. But like if I would,
I would love 10, it.
You know what I'm saying?
10.
Everybody nut at the same time. Just go. And if it's a me and another bottom, we can, you know, snowball. No. That would be great.
I don't want to share.
That's a whole event. Oh. He's selfish.
Yeah, I don't want to share. I want it all to myself. And then I want them to like be able to eat their ass and like kiss their feet and like maybe get like slapped and choked and spit on. Like stuff like I feel like that would be perfect. Like a total
This is more than a bukkake.
A total slutting.
Like a whole
a slutting event. A slut down. Yeah. I want to get slut down.
I think the one thing that I want to do that I haven't done, which is like one of the more simple things, is a golden shower from someone else.
Oh.
Okay.
You never done that?
I've had a few invites to those, but I've declined.
Oh.
So were you doing the showering or getting the shower?
I've been asked both. Ooh. But I don't think I'm there yet. I don't know.
It's like just water. I just want to be like twist on it, you know?
Yeah.
But I was just like, what have you been drinking this week? Like Dr. Pepper, water, like what? Yeah.
Okay, so this is the thing. Because you know, if you drink, let's say you drink like 2-3 bottles of water back to back. By the second time you pee, your piss is going to be clear. So I would always suggest just make that person drink water all day.
And then it's going to be more piss for you. You're going to get pissed all over. It's going to just like, and then if he fuck your throat while he's pissing, he can pull it out, pee on your face, and keep going back. Oh, that's hot.
That's extreme. Okay, so we're probably going to wait off on that just for now. We're going to table it because you just took me to a place. I'm like, okay. So we're gonna table it for now.
Oh, I'm surprised you haven't did that.
Okay, so what's of all the freaky things you've done, if you've done anything particularly freaky, what's the freakiest thing? And don't say nothing simple because I'm gonna have words for you.
I don't think I've done anything too crazy. I think the most I've done, I had like an orgy with friends.
Oh,
okay.
But it was like. It wasn't like I was having sex with my friends. Mm-hmm. It's like we were all just kind of.
I like that.
Switching off.
Like a cabin atmosphere.
It was more like an apartment, 2-bedroom apartment atmosphere. But
a broken New York apartment.
Yeah, it was more so along those lines. But yeah, I think that's the freakiest I've done. But that was back when I was younger, and I'm a little bit more demure and older now, sophisticated.
How we wear different pearl necklaces now.
Oh, whoa. How old am I?
Okay. Oh, we got, okay, welcome, welcome to the show.
Thank you. So, hello, because they tried to pull that real quick. And in media.
I've been friends with him for over 10 years at this point. Mm-hmm. Don't know how old he is.
You don't,
wait, really?
You don't need to know. It's on a need to know basis. Because I just think that it's just so
it's festive. Amazing to see how many friends I have I didn't know about.
Wait, this is crazy.
It is just so federal to me. Like, unless you're like, we're going on a trip together. Are you opening a credit card? So now you know my full name. You know my birthday.
Federal is nuts.
But honestly, it's just like, it's a little bit too in depth for me. And then like people like you don't need to know my records. Are we going half and half or something? Then I'll give it to you. Are we going on a trip together? Then I'll give it to you because some just get something to happen. But it just like okay. I just don't think people need to know my age.
But when your birthday shows up, you don't want people to be like, oh,
hell no. I want them to just put the biggest candle they got a K on it and call it one. But even if you want to get fancy, you can spell Ken out because it's only three letters. Put Ken on there. You don't have to put a number.
Okay.
Like, I think that just...
Well, hopefully one day when it's not too late, you'll find out. Hopefully it's not, you know, reading the obits.
It's okay. Well, that's going to be... At the end there, there's going to be a smiley face on the date part. Y'all going to see 5'18" smiley face.
So you also don't like to share your age. What's the thing with the age?
I don't think that I don't like to share it. It's just, you know, listen, once you pass 30...
Federal.
You know, when people ask, you just be like, oh... Golly.
Federal.
You know, I much prefer people's estimates than like the actual reality. They'd be like, oh, so how do you what, like 26, 27? I'm like, oh my God, you're so good. You know, but I also stan Mariah Carey, so it's like it's been ingrained in my mind that I don't acknowledge numbers.
Wow. You know? You guys are crazy. I can't
get on the bandwagon. Get on the bandwagon. We don't know if they don't know if we're old or young, and then you're only going to get fucking older, so they're just going to keep calling you grandpa. Get on the bandwagon. Drop your age.
I don't mind. Part of the revolution. I can't wait for the... Now, I will say, I had one 21-year-old call me unk one time, and I was like, bitch, I am your sister. Like,
they would never. They would not... When I say they would not be able to leave wherever location we was at, hands would be on throat, baby. Like,
I was like, I'm your what? I thought I was cool. Okay, so before we get out of here, we do have a question. It's time for Ask the Boys. All right. We got a question from, what's his name? Danny. Danny says, I just want to say what's up. What's up, boys? What's up, boys? My name is Danny. I'm 21, black, and pansexual. I know that's right. I've been fucking with y'all since 2020. I know that's right. Aww. And I just wanted two things. Would y'all, he just wanted to know two things. Number one, would y'all rather deal with 1 year of slavery or 1 year of Holocaust? And two, can y'all rate my dick? So this is also time for Rate That Dick. Well, we're going to rate that dick later.
Yay! Welcome back, Rate My Dick.
And I didn't send you the dick pic because I didn't know if we had permission to. So I will just describe it for you, and just based off our description, you can just
okay. I'll take that.
Okay. So would y'all rather 1 year of slavery or the Holocaust?
That's crazy.
Well, first of all, if I'm going to be real, I ain't going back into slavery, so we're going to have to go with the Holocaust based off that fact alone. But he didn't really say, per se, if it was us in slavery, or is we reverse slavery, or which one is it? Because if it's reverse slavery, I'm like, okay, well, I might be able to get a little jiggy with it. But so if it's a loophole, I'm taking the loophole, of course.
Yeah, who we enslaving?
I think it's implied that you're the slave.
Let me enjoy my loophole.
Okay. Slavery of the whole. I mean, I don't want to be a slave, but I also don't want innocent white people to die. So I don't know.
You didn't pick. I picked. You got to pick one.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and go with. See, we can't get canceled. I'm gonna say slavery because I'm gonna just say that.
So you want to go back in the field?
I don't want no smoke with the Jewish community. Let's move on.
Okay, you're right. Slavery it is. You're right.
Kevin?
You know, I guess I'm going to just go with the trend. I guess we'll go ahead and get out to the fields.
To the fields we go. In front of the outside. Jewish men. That is wild.
Okay, so Ken, did you look at the pictures to rate his dick?
Yeah, and I watched the videos. And
he sent us like 6 videos, y'all, by the way.
Yeah, very good videos. Yeah. High quality, right limbs, enough to give you an understanding of what he's coming to do there.
So if I had to describe the length, I would say like one hand and a little change.
Yeah. But in the videos, it looks girthy. But
it's very thick.
It's very thick. That's a thick dick. It's thick. Mm-hmm. And he has nice.
It's already a 10.
He has nice balls too. Very bouncy. Like I love like big balls.
He sent us one video where he was slapping it on the counter and it was just like a thud. You know what I'm saying?
You want to hear? Let's see.
Ooh, the ASMR of it all.
That's intense. But imagine that slapping your forehead on your lips.
Being slapped with a big hard dick kind of hurt a little bit. I don't care for it that much. Like if you was a little softer maybe, but they be slamming it.
I like it. Not a black eye, bitch. Imagine how they explain that to somebody. How the fuck you get this black eye?
Okay, so out of 5, what would you give it?
I would give it 5 licks.
5.
And it's pretty. I love the color.
Nice color.
And the shaking was hot.
I'm going to give this a... one of the videos I took points... Oh, he sent us a nut video as well. One of the videos he sent me, I was like, I'm taking points off. I can't remember what it was for, though.
And I don't have. Was it the bedroom one or the underwear one?
It was something I can't remember. Something that I was like, you know what? Points deducted.
Oh, I added a point because he was at work doing one of these videos.
Oh, okay. We just telling all his business. Now he gonna get fired and come try to.
He got his lanyard on.
We ain't got no money, Danny. We ain't got nothing. Okay. Spotify just paid us 12 cents. Okay.
Okay. And we ain't got that, so leave us alone.
And we gotta split that, so we can't even get a piece of gum.
We next to Tasha K. Don't come for us. Leave us alone.
All right. Let's not take it that low. Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and give this a 4 out of 5 because I can't remember what my point was taken off for. Okay. So based on that description, what would you give that out of 5?
Based on the description and the ASMR, it's giving 5, maybe even
5
6.
Licks. 5 licks. 5, 6 licks. Oh, he broke the scale.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, this was fun, you guys. Yeah. Thank you for joining us, Kevin. Thank you for being a
Thank
part of
this. Thank you for having me. I had so much fun.
Tell the people where to follow you, where to follow your blog, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, so if you love reality TV, definitely give us a follow on Reality Chat. That's Reality Chat on Instagram. We are Reality_Chat on Twitter. And if you feel so inclined to follow the man behind the curtain, you can follow me on Twitter at Kevin Bobby. And thank you guys for having me
on. Thanks for coming on and playing with us.
This was fun. If you guys want to keep in touch with us, you can find us at Boys Next Door Pod on Instagram and YouTube and Twitter and Threads if you can locate it.
if you still on there.
And I'm Blackberry. You can follow me at Blackberry.
And I'm Ken Lush, _ Ken Lush on Twitter.
Make sure y'all go watch the YouTube now. We need to get them AdSense checks. Stop playing around.
And thanks for all the comments and likes and all the new subscribers. Like our algorithm, we checked it out over the weekend. It's looking really, really good. So just make sure you drop a like so that we pop up in the feed of other people who like podcasts on YouTube and like our type of topics that we talk about. So make sure that you drop a like too so it pops up there. Do it.
All right. Bye, y'all.
Bye.